The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has added a surprise element to what's already been a fiery presidential primary campaign. For the latest, we go this morning, as we do every Monday, to Boston Globe politics reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
After Justice Scalia's sudden death in Texas this weekend, the Republican candidates for president pretty much all said that President Obama shouldn't try to replace him on the court, rather leave it for the next president, something President Obama has already said he's not going to do. He's saying he will nominate someone. Does the issue of nominating a new justice benefit any particular candidate in the debate on the Republican side?
I don't think so, and here's why. This debate over the weekend about whether we should even have a new Supreme Court justice or wait until the election has really fallen along partisan lines. And so if all Republicans are singing from the same songbook as well as Democrats in a particular primary, it's hard to see if anyone gains any particular advantage. Though clearly overall, you know, it reminds voters that this is a very serious job, that there are things to do in the job. And as much as this 2016 campaign has been defined by anger and trying to find a candidate that channels that anger, there are a lot of important things to do in the job, like picking Supreme Court justices.
What about on the Democratic side? Does the debate benefit either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders?
You know, as long as Sanders and Clinton both agree that Obama should have the right to appoint to nominate whoever he would like to the court and have the Senate take that up, then again, in terms of the dynamic between those two particular candidates, no, I don't.
All right, let me ask you about the Massachusetts presidential primary coming up on Super Tuesday, March 1st, just 2 weeks from tomorrow. The candidates right now are focused on South Carolina and Nevada. Do we expect to see much from the campaigns here in Massachusetts before Super Tuesday?
I do expect to see a lot of candidates up here. And the dynamics to watch right now are, number one, who's still in the race by the time we even get to March 1st? I think there's going to have some more thinning out of the field. I'm looking at you, John Kasich, who did really well in New Hampshire, but clearly is going to have to survive financially by performing pretty well in South Carolina and then Nevada. And then after that, I mean, this is where it gets one of the most interesting, intricate games of politics in American politics. You have about half the country voting between March 1 and March 14th. Obviously, Massachusetts is being one of them, as you mentioned, on March 1st. All of those states will vote proportionally. So that means that if you get in second place, you still get some delegates. Some people do it by congressional districts. So it gets really, this math gets really complicated. But the whole goal is to accumulate delegates that matter in the national conventions. So if you are, particularly on the Republican side, a much more moderate candidate that may play well in Massachusetts, or even Ted Cruz, who you would say does not play or does not align a lot with Massachusetts, he can still tick off three or four delegates in the state. And you've seen him hold some events, particularly in Andover. I do expect to see these candidates. And then on the Democratic side, Super Tuesday, Massachusetts will be one of the big prizes. And Hillary Clinton, of course, is the defending champion. Bernie Sanders thinks he has some room to grow here. So I do expect to see some activity here in the Bay State.
Do Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders get any advantage in Massachusetts by virtue of their wins in New Hampshire?
I'm not sure there's a direct correlation between the buzz off of New Hampshire, but what it does do is it builds credibility that they are a viable option. And for both of them, you know, there's a lot of skepticism around the country as if, am I really going to do this? Are they really going to be serious? Are they really electable? And if other states say that actually they are serious and they are electable, then yes, they will benefit, particularly here in Massachusetts.
James Pendle, politics reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot for speaking to us, as you do on Monday mornings.
Thank you.